USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After announcing his retirement, President Biden thanked Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer for his decades of public service.
The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
Experts say the front runner on the list of potential candidates is Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who clerked for Justice Breyer.
Without a doubt, being a law clerk for Justice Breyer was one of the most rewarding professional experiences of my life.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants to move quickly to confirm a nominee. They're expected to use the same timeline they used for Amy Coney Barrett's nomination. This is USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
According to the Labor Department, unemployment claims fell the week ending January 22nd, marking the first drop in a month. Initial jobless claims were 260,000 for that week, which was a decrease of 30,000 from the previous week. A total of 1.7 million people were collecting unemployment compensation the week ending January 15th. As initial jobless claims declined, the Commerce Department reported the total output of all goods and services increased by 5.7% for all of 2021. That's the largest growth for any year since 1984. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve left its benchmark interest rate near zero, but warned an interest rate increase is coming soon to combat inflation. Economists say jobless claims will continue to be lower as the economic disruptions from the Omicron variant fade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The governor of Texas spoke about immigration at the southern border.
Greg Abbott on Thursday spoke at a two-day border summit for 12 state attorneys general to discuss security at the U.S. southern border. Abbott accusing President Biden of being indifferent to the impact illegal immigration has in the United States.
Joe Biden doesn't care about victims of human trafficking. If he cared, he would step up and do something about it. But he does not care about the carnage that he's causing to lives and communities across the entire country.
The Biden administration has focused on the root cause of mass migration, including crime and poverty in countries where illegal immigrants are. The Biden administration has focused on the root causes of mass migration, including crime and poverty in countries where migrants are fleeing from. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Charges have now been filed after a young immigrant was murdered.
A 16-year-old teen and a 27-year-old man have been charged in the weekend murder of 8-year-old Mexico immigrant Melissa Ortega in Chicago as she walked down the street with her mother. The boy, who is believed to be the shooter, was charged with first-degree murder and attempted murder. He will be charged as an adult. Javier Guzman, who was driving, has also been charged with multiple counts. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.